Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And it is 8 and 11. Dave Carlson, Greyhound Racing New South Wales. How are you, Dave?
I'm very good, thanks, Sean. I want to say a big hello to Mickey Patterson, my mate who trains up the North Coast at Iluka at Grafton last night. Wonder saver for Mick, got up by 9 3/4 lengths. And all I can say is it's going to pay for expenses for about the next 6 months.
Beautiful. Now, were your nominations extended for some meetings?
Yes, Sean. Nominations for Richmond Casino and the Gardens on Friday and Wentworth Park, Bulleye and the Gardens on Saturday have been extended until 11 o'clock this morning. So, Sean, you've got a bit over 15 minutes to get them in.
All right. Now, tell us about Andy and Jodie Lord.
Well, I tell you what, the Lords have 7 greyhounds entered for Friday night's big Wagga card, the Wagga Gold Cup heats. And they also have Bland Purr lining up in the semi-finals of the Richmond Riches. Andy Lord's on the line right now. Andy, good morning. Now, which out of you and Jody, who goes to Wagga and who goes to Richmond?
Jody doesn't go anywhere. She does all the work at home. She's got the good job.
Okay, so will you be in Wagga, Andy, or will you be up at Richmond?
Yeah, I'll go to Wagga, and our bloke that works for us, Nathan, he'll go down to Richmond.
Okay. Now, Andy, there's 3 heats of the Graham Hull Memorial Wagga Cup. In the first heat, Corborn Maddox is going to jump from box 7 for you. He ran in a heat of the Golden Easter Egg and then split his webbing in a heat of the Ultra Sense at Wendy. Hasn't raced for a month. What are your thoughts on his prospects fresh in heat number 1?
He's done really well since he split his webbing. He's nice and fresh, but he's very, very fit, and he's had a look around Wagga, so he trialled very well there, so he's ready to go.
All right, in heat 2 of the Wagga Cup, you have Corborn Marty in box 3 and Show Business in the 6. Corborn Marty led all the way at his first start at Wagga last Friday. He clocked the best of meeting 30 and 20 for the 525 metres. And I'll tell you what, Andy, on his night, he can ping the lids back. When was it? Not that long ago, maybe a month or two ago. He ran 29 and 89 I think it was at Wendy Park.
He's got a lot of ability, Corborn Marty. His biggest problem is the first 10 metres. You know, sometimes he'll come out, sometimes he won't. When he doesn't, he sort of fades a bit on his run. But look, as he's getting older, he's getting better. He's a pretty handy dog.
What about Show Business? He finished 3rd to Corborn Marty at Wagga last week and recently won a semi-final of the Nowra Puppy Classic.
He's only a young dog, but he's one of them dogs that, you know, he's no superstar, but every time he goes around, he finds a little bit. And I think he'd be all right when he gets, you know, 2.5 or something. But as I said, he's no superstar, but he chases very hard, and he'll be hard to beat too.
Andy, in the 3rd and final Wagga Cup heat, you have Winlock Huddy in box 5. He finished 2nd to Corborn Marty at Wagga last Friday, and he's probably the most seasoned of your cup entrants. I mean, he can absolutely fly. He clocked 29 and 56 from a similar draw at Wentworth Park 6 weeks back.
Yeah, in the last 3 or 4 months, he's sort of found that little bit that good dogs can do. You know, they can be handy and then can get a bit over 2 and head towards 2.5 and turn into good dogs, and that's what he's done. But he was probably a victim of circumstances there. He pulled up a bit sore, and he'll be right for Friday. He'll be a lot better dog, you know. I think he probably should have maybe even beat Corborn Marty, but we'll see how he goes this week. He should improve a lot.
Andy, you and Jody also have Banjo Big Boy, Racing Boots and Joker Poker in various seats of the Butch Pertzel Memorial at Wagga this Friday night. And you've got Bland Purr, who's going to represent your kennel, as we mentioned before, in the semi-finals of the Richmond Riches. Her win in the heats was as strong as an ox. She was forced very, very wide at the first turn. She chased and chased and chased. She won by over a length. The run home was 15:47. The overall time, 30 and 95. That was a brilliant effort, Andy. And I guess her recent, excellent middle distance form could have been the key to that.
Yeah, it was. We stuck her up to the middle distance after she fell at Wentworth Park and run back into the field. Before that, she was a fearless bitch, you know, and that sort of knocked the confidence a fair bit. So we put her up in distance just so we could get her in the first couple around the bend, and it's worked, you know. I mean, straight off that floor, we thought she was sort of not going to really want to participate. But now she's gone good, and, you know, she, The key to her is drawing an outside box.
Yeah.
You know, she can win from the inside, but if she draws an outside box, she's near unbeatable.
We'll have a look at the we'll see the full fields from Richmond on the dogs.com.au a bit later today. But Bland Pearl, look, she showed it from the start, Andy. From memory, she clocked about 22-18 at her first start at Maitland. And she's owned by Peter Spiteri, and Peter trains the little brother Let It Happen. And he won his Riches heat in 30-73 at only his second start last Friday night. So it could be a big night all round this Friday at Richmond, Andy.
It's a funny thing. I only sent that dog home a week before he won that race. We've had him three times. He just doesn't want to be here. He's not the same dog at our place. He's not suited to a big kennel. So the week or a week and a half before that race, I rang Peter and said, look, just take this dog home and he's better off being with you. And even when he got him home, the dog jumped all over him. He's just one of them dogs that's not suited to a big kennel. He's got a massive amount of ability. You know, he could nearly win the whole series, that dog, he's that fast.
Well, Andy, I wish you all the best on your trip to the Riverina, you and Jody and the entire team, also at Richmond. And thanks so much for giving up your time for Going Greyhounds this morning.
Anytime, mate.
Good on you, Andy. Andy Lord there, Sean. And just while I'm here, the heats of the Beef Week Cup are going to be run at Casino this Friday. The heats of the Dubbo Gold Cup on Sunday and the Muscle Brook final on Sunday as well.
All right. Now, how did the Greyhounds' pets go on the weekend at Maitland?
Oh, it was a tremendous afternoon, Sean. 15 of the 23 Greyhounds available found forever homes. A big well done to all involved. And I can tell you, the next regional Greyhound Adoption Day will be at Bathurst on Saturday, June the 1st. Only a couple of weeks from this Saturday. Once again, it'll only cost $75 for a de-sexed, wormed and microchipped Greyhound. And for more information and to register, because you've got to register, go to GAP, G-A-P-N-S-W, gapnewsouthwales.com.au.
Now, you got a winner for today?
Well, we've got three New South Wales meetings today, Cos, starting with Goulburn at lunchtime from 12:22. I thought Andy Lord had a good one, Andy and Jody, but it's been scratched, so they don't have any runners there this afternoon. The best bet is in race two, number seven, Aria's the one. Race two, number seven, there's no value bet there. The one we thought has been scratched, so just one. Race two, number seven at Goulburn. Lismore commences at 6:48 tonight. The best bet is in race 10, number four, Bokarm Bear, race 10, number 4. Well, the best value is in race 4, number 8, Marcy's Memory, race 4, number 8. Gosford kicks off at 6:54 tonight. The best bet is in race 8, which is the second heat of the gold mine. It's number 3, Pandemonium. Race 8, number 3. The best value, race 3, number 8. It's called right. Morse. And that's it, Cos.
Good on you, Dave. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Look forward to it.
Going Greyhounds with Dave Carlton, 10 to 11, Sky Sports Radio.